previously on Algoa FM Breakfast.
Good morning.
So, Mona in the blackout corner.
Shocking.
The blackout corner. Jeez, what a surprise. We got used to not having this thing called load shedding anymore, and then...
After 300 days.
And then it hit us on the weekend, and we were all caught sort of off guard.
Yeah.
Very much off guard. And we're very happy to have him on the line this morning. Joining us this morning is Dr. Ramakgopa, South Africa's Minister of Electricity and Energy. This comes after Eskom implemented stage 3 load shedding during the course of the weekend, sort of raising concerns about the stability of our power grid and the supply. Minister, good morning. Thank you for joining us on Algoa FM Breakfast this morning.
Good morning, and good morning to the listeners. Thank you very much for the invitation.
Minister, thank you for taking the time. You must be inundated with interview invitations. We've just seen you live on the news earlier as well, and so we thank you very much for taking the time to chat to us down here in the Eastern Cape as well.
No, thank you very much. Much appreciated. I think we have a duty to explain to the nation the state of the grid, and I really welcome the opportunity. Thank you.
Yeah. I mean, it's been 10 months of uninterrupted power supply. Eskom implemented stage 3 load shedding over the weekend. Could you provide an explanation on the specific breakdowns and maintenance issues that led to, Eskom having made this decision?
Well, I guess a great positive is that we have had 10 months of uninterrupted supply. So, we shouldn't be normalizing load shedding, and the fact that people are disappointed, upset, aggrieved with the initiation of load shedding over the weekend should be something that suggests to us that, in fact, we're moving in the right direction because we haven't normalized it. And specifically to your question, is that we have seen significant improvement. So essentially what the system has been doing as a result of that improvement is that it has been able to absorb any cluster of units failing. But this time around, we had 6 units at 3 of our most best performing power stations, and also some of the biggest units, 3 units each at Matimba and Letabo, which each took out 600 megawatts. So in total, they took out 3,600 megawatts. So that happened early in the week, last week, Sunday, Monday. But that was not a big issue, because what we'll do is that then we rely on our reserves, which is to burn diesel and also the pumped storage. So we ran those from Monday, and the expectation was that those units that had gone out and others that were not necessarily from those 6 will come back by Thursday. Unfortunately, there was a delay in those units coming back. So it meant that for the whole week, we were eating into our reserves. So our view is that although we had sufficient generation capacity, so I must say this to the country, when we called the load shedding, we still had 2,000 surplus megawatts. But that 2,000 included what we are drawing from our reserves, which is burning diesel and the pump storage. And like I said, because we've used it for the whole weekend, they are not meant to be used all the time. They are only meant to come in during the peak, and then you recover, and then you stop using them. We could not replenish the diesel as quickly as we have wanted to, or to the level of comfort that we want. And then we decided that, look, we're going to stop burning that diesel so that we allow those anchor less in particular for us to replenish the diesel. And also we stop using the pump storage because we want to recover the dam levels. And as a result of taking that over 3,000 megawatts, it meant that we needed to initiate the load shedding. And that's what we did. And within 30 hours of initiating it, 17 hours on Friday, to 6 hours in morning, 6 a.m. on Sunday, we had recovered everything. We are good to go for the week. And as we enter this week, we are not even relying on those reserves, because those machines that had promised to come back have indeed come back. So we are back on the path that we had set for ourselves for the past 10 months. So yes, some of these were to be expected. Of course, when they come, it's a major regret, but that's how we manage the system to protect it. And I'm confident that once we get back We synchronize unit number 6 at Kusile, 800 megawatts. We bring back from long outage unit number 4 at Medupi, another 800 megawatts. We've put on the grid an additional 1,600 megawatts by next month. So we're having a different conversation.
Minister, obviously, load shedding has been suspended. You just mentioned a few seconds ago, are we good for the week? But a lot of headlines ending off with two words, suspended for now. Is it just keeping it safe? Because those two words means there's a possibility of load shedding possibly in the future again.
Yes, I'm the first one to say to the country, when load shedding has ended, I'm the one who will tell you. So I don't want to create a false impression. We're still recovering this system, a system that has been for some degree neglected for over eight years. So for us to think that we'll turn it around in 12 months, I think will be unreasonable. But what I can tell the country is that we're in a good place. And that's why we're able to sustain that 10 months of no load shedding. And that's why I made the point earlier on, when we get back that 800 megawatts or synchronized because it's new generation capacity at Kusile unit number 6, when I get back, which is will happen now in this month of February, and then next month, March, we're getting back from a long-term outage unit number 4, which was engulfed in fire about 4 years ago, another 800 megawatts, then I'll come on your station and say to the country that I'm confident we have ended load shedding. But until those things happen, we are in a good place, I must say. Although we have not said it's ended, but we're in an exceptionally good place. Of course, very difficult to understand and accept because of this week where we had a setback. But from where we started, well, we had a good run. We're in the right direction. All the matrices that underpin the recovery plan are positive, going in the right direction. So I'm more than confident, I want to say to the country. But to your question, yes, I mean, if there were to be a major high risk, I'll be the one who go to the media and explain to all of you that we have had a setback, these are the reasons. But I can tell you that the outlook looks very, very positive. And I'm confident that we're going to have another good run until I come and announce that now South Africans, that thing called load shedding is behind us because the following intervention has been made, and then we're good to go. One of the things that should characterize our relationship with yourselves as members of the media and by extension the country is honesty and transparency. I want to, it's tempting to want to be a hero and say, no, it's done. There's no load shedding. No, I'll be lying to you. The system needs to recover. We're doing all of our best. They're informed by best engineering practices. And I can assure you that we are going to get it right.
Oh, Minister, we are holding our breaths, really hoping that we get to hear those words that load shedding is a thing of the past. We had thought that we had escaped, but it seems we haven't gotten away unscathed at this point. You do mention alternatives and you do mention some interventions. We're hoping, you know, that you really delve into those. We, particularly in the Eastern Cape, for instance, have massive wind farms, and we're hoping that those could perhaps be incorporated as well into some of the solutions or the resolves. But we we're hoping that, as Charlton says, those two words for now fall away and load shedding is certainly a thing of the past.
Oh, great. Yes, you're absolutely correct. We're going to work on getting more generation capacity. I hope the president will say one or two words about some of the work we're doing on the transmission so that we're able to get those wind farms in the Eastern Cape onto the grid and they're able to contribute to new generation capacity. But I will elaborate myself as a Minister of Electricity in the next 2 weeks on the work that we are doing on transmission so that we are able to diversify generation sources and not just rely on Eskom. Remember, what I just painted to you is a story of what is being generated just on the Eskom side. So I've not accounted for those wind farms. I've not accounted for solar PV, the work that private sector is doing. It's an important point there because I've accounted what is happening in the Eskom stable. And once those projects come on stream from private sector, again, it enhances our energy security story. But I can only talk of the things that we have control over. I can't dictate to the private sector, bring these megawatts tomorrow, bring it in 2 weeks, because it's a function of their own commercial commercial, if you like, interest and calculations. So I can only account for that which the state-owned enterprise is doing to address the issues of energy security.
Minister of Energy and Electricity, Dr. Ramakgopa, thank you for joining us this morning on Al Gofm Breakfast. We've put your number on our favourites list now. So the next time that there's load shedding, we're going to be calling you.
No, you won't be calling me when there's. I'm sure the next time you'll be calling me to say. We just heard you say load shedding is behind us.
Thank you, sir. We'll hopefully chat in the future, and in the future, we hope that it is good news. Have a great day.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. Same to you.
Bye-bye.
Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.